The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend, a gentleman who I regard as the pioneer, the leading expert in the world on the subject of targeted individuals. I'm going to bring him up right now. He's Dr. Eric Karlstrom. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, it's great to be with you again, Andy. Yeah, this will be our 49th show. We've got them all lined up on a link that I've got on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, so people can go through what we've done over the last 4 years, and I think it's well worth doing that, because we put together a story of how the world works, which is much closer to how the world works than what we are presented with in the mainstream media. So it's this kind of, relentless effort, which I think starts to pay off. And of course, you and I built on the work of giants. We stood on the shoulders of giants like Tex Mars and Eustace Mullins and others who have pioneered, really revealing the hidden dimensions of our geopolitical reality. So yeah, it's great to be with you. You're a little too kind. I don't know if I'm the world's leading expert on this. There are many, many experts, but I am very happy, actually, to be able to say that I have completed this Lifeline project that I started about this time last year. It's called Lifeline: Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens, and it consists of 74 tracks that are that can be downloaded and purchased on my erickarlstrom.com website, which is for my music. I also have 20 CDs and a movie. So this is what I've been doing it's really kind of my passion all my life as a musician. And I squeezed that in along with my academic career. I was a university professor for 30 years as a geography professor. But where my heart was in many ways was always with music. And now, since I retired in 2011 and became targeted in 2013, I have continued actually researching this program based not only on my experiences, which were quite horrific, and it is like a shock and awe psychological warfare campaign waged by the state and all its resources against individuals that it wants to neutralize and eliminate. It is really part of the global war that we're experiencing now, I understand now. At first, I was very confused. So I did what an academic would do, and I started reading and reading and reading, and I came across other targeted individuals and their writings, and put together this gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, which now has well over 1,400 posts. And, of course, 1,400 posts would take somebody a long, long time to read through, because many of these are long articles and of course, videos, etc. So what I've done is I've tried to kind of give the headlines in this project and make them accessible to people. I personally believe that this information is extremely important because, I mean, we are in a war, Andy, and it's World War III, according to some. And you and I have a much, much better idea than most of the forces that we're up against. And I would say, 95% 5% of the public doesn't know who the enemy is, and they don't know what the enemy wants, and they don't know what weapons the enemy has, and they don't know what plans the enemy has in store for them. Fortunately, with our research, we've uncovered these things, and I've tried to lay them out in this series. Which is available on my ericcarlstrom.com website, Lifeline Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens, which consists of like I say, about 74 tracks, about 5 hours of a combination of narrations. I'm narrating other people's work that I think are really important, and I'm back using my own instrumentals on guitar, banjo, and piano as his backdrop, kind of, you know, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down concept. And then some of this stuff I have there is just songs that I've written to kind of spoof on our enemy. This is, I think, probably the achievement in my life, which I'm most proud of, because I had to do this while under conditions of war. And unless you understand the program, that would be difficult to understand when I say I did this under the conditions of war. But this is, you are a targeted individual. You are targeted for a neutralization and elimination. It's a psychological warfare, no-touch torture program using CIA no-touch torture, using soft kill, silent kill, slow kill weapons. The idea is to neutralize the individual so that they are no longer functional in society. And they use all the weapons that are available to the most powerful nations in the world, such as the United States. So very much the United States government is involved in this, and military. This is really bad news. People need to, you know, understand that our enemy includes the United States government and the military, and that these forces are controlled. We've been captured. We no longer serve the people. We serve the elite. And So I guess I'll stop yakking there, Andy, if you want to add something, or maybe go to one of these tracks that gives an example of what we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Eric. We'll go to one of the tracks, but beforehand, he talks about how you summarize these 1,400 posts, and especially for the Lifeline project, which I know you've been working hard on for a great deal of time, and some of these tracks we played on the show that will be in that project. I'd just like to draw the listeners' attention to rents.com, because what Jeff does every day is he puts up tons of stories, but he doesn't just take the headline off the story he's putting up. He will rewrite the headline so that even if people who are short on time just read the headlines, and he says it a lot, just go to rents.com, just read the headlines if you don't want to read the articles. So let's have a look at that quickly to give the audience an idea, because I look at this every day and it really gives me a lot of news in a very short amount of time. So we're recording this on Tuesday. It's about 9 a.m. Eastern. So this is Tuesday, October the 6th. Trump makes statement after returning to the White House. Watch it here. Trump is back in the White House, may not be entirely out of the woods yet. Next one, 14 horrible things said by communists after Trump was diagnosed. Next, as our uncivil war escalates towards the real thing, America is in the throes of unrest like unlike any time in our 244-year history. Next, here's what a divided America is saying about President Trump since his COVID diagnosis. And it goes on from there. Here's a good one. Mega dummy Joe Biden gets lost during latest campaign event and says reason he could stay home is that some black woman was able to stock the grocery shelf. You've got to see this imbecile. So that gives you an idea of why I go there. And of course, anything that you want to read more on, you just click on and it'll take you to the article. So that being said, and Eric is a regular on Jeff's show, which is the flagship show on this network, we're now going to go to the first audio presentation Eric's got for us today. This is coming in about 6 minutes. It's called Dr. Kilda's Warning. So I'm going to mute us both, and here we go, folks.
The late Dr. Ronnie Kilda was former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, author, activist, and political insider. Her no-touch torture targeting began in 1985 and culminated in her murder, probably by induced heart attack, in 2015. The following insights come from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, published posthumously in 2015. The elite have plans to get rid of two-thirds of the world's population with electromagnetic warfare, chemical warfare, and psychological warfare. Mind control, MK, is listed as a non-lethal weapon by the military. In 2002, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research in Geneva, Switzerland, designated mind control as a weapon of mass destruction, along with nuclear bombs. This technology links the brains of people via implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. All the U.S. military branches are involved in the development of the technology, in cooperation with civil institutions like the Department of Health, in what is known as the Neural Network Association. At their 1991 conference, it was revealed that they submitted and endorsed over 1,000 projects in brain-computer technology at 350 medical centers, universities, etc. The best way to control people without their knowledge is through mind control. According to the CIA director in 1972, mind control means a world where every thought, emotion, observation, and need is controlled. Cybernetics, full neurological control and communication, has been in use since the 1940s, without the knowledge of the public. The objectives are behavior modification and influencing mental and bodily functions, processes, and emotions remotely through computer satellite links. Directed energy weapons, mostly EMF or electromagnetic frequency, and acoustic weapons, act on the psyche and the body of human beings and all living creatures. They have been called by many names: psychophysical weapons, weapons of information warfare, psychotronic weapons, cognitive weapons, neurological weapons, mind-invasive weapons, mind control and electronic harassment weapons, remote neural monitoring, active denial systems, weapons of electronic warfare, means of neuro-linguistic programming, means for behavior modification, means of influence technology, computerized brainwashing machines, devices to zombify people, means to induce mental and physical illness, means for hostile surveillance, people zappers, and weapons of mass destruction. The Swedish military research, FOI, declares in their report of activities that their goal is to direct the cognitive functions of people for a lifetime. On July 21, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons be used against anyone engaged in activities that DOD opposed. That could include almost anyone. DOD's potential enemies may be countercultural individuals, those with opposing political viewpoints, economic competitors, biological undesirables, etc. From my point of view, the uses of this new technology philosophically are comparable to and amount to the biblical fall of man, the eviction from paradise. The all-encompassing thought reading and mind-influencing capacity of this technology divides man into two encampments. Those few God-like people who are allowed to use these means, and all others whose freedom and free will is being taken away. We have been very surprised to hear about school and shopping center shootings. How many realize that these are tests where mind control programming is used to create a human robot? The serial killer is himself a victim, being programmed to be an emotionless robot and following orders to kill. The real killers sit behind computers and send him electromagnetic beams to the brain. The Secret Services and their sabotage and terror departments are the biggest terrorists in the world and work together with the mafia. That was the case even in World War II, as has been published decades ago. More crimes against humanity have been committed under the shield of national security than people can ever know, possibly even more than the mafia. To label the non-consensual human experimentees, the victims of mind control, as paranoid schizophrenic is a crime against humanity.
There you go, folks. Very powerful presentation, as always, Eric. Have you got anything else that you would like to add to that?
It's so important, Andy. You know, we live in the age of deception, and the synagogue of Satan, which does rule the world, you know, through finances, etc., and it's you know, octopus-like contacts and fronts, is waging this war of deception, and really this explains so much in our own lives that didn't make sense, you know, like the murder of Kennedy and 9/11, et cetera. You have to look behind these operations and realize that the intelligence agencies are always serving the elite cabal, who are the Satanists, the people that I'm starting to call the four P's. You know, you have a parasitic, pedophile, psychopathic, predator, psychopathic predators. Yeah, four P's: parasite, pedophile, psychopath, predator. This unfortunately it refers to the very, very small, satanically driven Judeo-Masonic ruling elite, and they, of course, have a long-term plan to take over the planet for Satan. And that plan, unfortunately, it very much is becoming obvious, involves the enslavement and or genocide of most of the human population. They hate humans. Satan hates humans because this was his planet, apparently, and he didn't want the competition. He wants to own this place outright. And so what's been going on is the agents of Satan have been, you know, trying to redesign the world for their master. And this is all very well documented in your book, as well as Tex Mars's book, etc. And it is all really happening. And my background is in science. And so many of these discoveries have been quite surprising for me. I mean, I didn't come at it from a Christian point of view, although I'm a Christian now, more committed than ever. But because I realize we're in a war between good and evil, and as General Flynn said, between the children of light and the children of darkness. But yeah, the insights of Dr. Ronnie Kilda are extremely important. This was a consummate insider, and she was at all kinds of international conferences, many classified, about mind control. She gave abstract presentations and poster presentations about this subject as an academic, as a medical person herself. So she is one of my heroines, one of the people that I have really studied. And there are many others that are featured in these narrations, such as Dr. Alfred McCoy, who's written on CIA no-touch torture, Dr. James Giordano, who's really one of the bad guys, who's at Georgetown University, a neuroscientist, a neuroweaponologist, Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty, one of the good guys, who wrote The Secret Team, General Smedley D. Butler, who wrote War is a Racket, Robert Naislund, who's a Swedish TI, Kay Griggs is an American TI, Cheryl Welsh, who's an American TI, Harlan Girard, an American TI, Stephen O'Keefe, Canadian TI. These are the people I quote in these musical narrations, because they are such brilliant people, and they have figured out what's happening to them. William Binney, of course, ex-NSA whistleblower. We'll hear from him in the next little cut here. Marshall Thomas wrote the book Phoenix, the global Monarch, the Global Phoenix Program, which is I've got a whole narration on that. Mark M. Rich, who's written some good books on this. Douglas Valentine, another good author. DJ Welsh, Dr. X Key Score, Preston James, PhD of Veterans Today, Walter Bowart on Operation Mind Control, and of course Tex Mars. These are some of the people that I quote. So what I'm doing really is basically a literature review, which, of course, is what academics do when they take on a project. You know, they don't understand about something. They want to find out as much as they can, as fast as they can. So they go to the experts and they read as much as they can. So this is what I've done. I haven't pushed the envelope too much. I'm reporting on what these brilliant people put together, and I'm packaging it in a way that I hope everybody can grasp. Now, there are some other really good experts I would recommend to people. YouAreNotMyBrother.com with Renee Pittman, it really goes into this, a lot of this at a great depth. So, I'm not the only expert, but they can really get a good start in understanding this system from this 5 hours. It costs $40 if you want to download them as a group, or 99 cents a track. Or if you're concerned about your target individual, you probably don't have any money, you might be homeless. That's the goal. If you want to go with a short course here of the 5 hours, I would recommend listening to the 6 tracks of Stephen O'Keefe, the Canadian TI. And that's about 40 minutes. So that's 6 times, that's about $6. This man, who knows if he's still alive? I mean, these people are being tortured and killed, and their brains are being mapped, and their lives are being destroyed. And it's just the most brutal. In fact, I've even heard recently a speculation that this is actually Masonic blood sacrifice, that these individuals are targeted for torture for decades, maybe their whole lives, in a Masonic blood sacrifice. So there's a satanic element to this which cannot be ignored or denied. That's what's driving it. It is this impulse of Satan and his minions to take over the planet, to destroy everything good, to reinvent the planet with Tikkun Olam, the Hebrew word term for reinvent the world. It's so evil, most people can't get their minds around it at all. But that evil, unfortunately, like a cancer, has spread throughout our society, so that now the U.S. military, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, they're all participating in this evil because it's a moneymaker. They're all making good money. So let's, if you have a comment, Andy, otherwise let's go to the next track and hear about what the NSA is up to.
Well, I've just got a question really, Eric. I mean, where would the social distancing and the wearing of masks and the lockdowns, would they have anything to do with gang stalking, Eric?
Thank you for that question. Yes, absolutely. In fact, the more I line these programs up, I realize that, okay, CIA no-touch torture techniques are being applied now universally. They were applied to the targeted individuals. So we were kind of a test run, really, and also a purge. Because if you're going to have a communist revolution, which is what this is, a Bolshevik Jewish communist Masonic revolution, you want to get rid of the people that are going to oppose you. And here they've got a very clever way to do that. And they've been taking people out now for decades with this program. But yeah, what's used in this program is a combination of psychological warfare, CIA no-touch torture, soft kill, silent kill, slow kill weapons, which are directed energy weapons, which people can't see. This is Tesla technology, and neuro weapons, which is, like Ronnie Kilda said in the track, this is remote neuro monitoring, and it uses biotelemetry. So you have now remote access to the human mind with these very, very high tech satellite computer linkups. And yes, very much so. We're all now targeted individuals, I believe. And the isolation is very important component of being a target individual. They want to break all of your social connections so they can use you as a guinea pig and map your brain and take whatever else they can. They put you in the poorhouse and then take all your possessions. This is very much a mafia operation as well, as Stephen O'Keefe points out very accurately, I believe. You have to realize the CIA and the mafia emerged when the CIA formed in 1947. And that's the world we live in. The military and the mafia are all ganged up. And this is also pointed out by Kay Griggs. But there's so many elements of what's going on right now, which is psychological warfare, electronic warfare. And by social distancing us from each other, you see they can mess with their facial recognition and biotelemetry and separate us and identify us. By throwing us back into our houses, as they've done, they can do what they've been doing to targeted individuals, map their brains. This is a slow kill soft kill, silent kill program for society. This is a hostile takeover of humanity by Satan. Let's not muck around here. Satan has his minions. These minions should be, of course, put away in the most dramatic fashion. They should be, but unfortunately, they're running the show. And this is Elon Musk, and this is Bill Gates, and this is the Jewish billionaires, and this is Donald Trump, and this is, you know, Joe Biden and the Democratic and Republican Party. I mean, this is our leadership. This is the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein network. And Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, they're on the Lolita Express, along with some top scientists, because this is dark science. You see, they're feeding these TIs as guinea pigs into the Human Brain Project and the Brain Initiative of Obama. They want to map the brain and make a simulation, a digital simulation. And once they've done that, then who needs people, right? Because then they can, you know, mix and match and get a genius here and get, you know, hive mind here. And so we are now considered expendable to the ruling elite. They don't need us because they, you know, they got robots and they're going to have digital immortality for themselves. And they're going to have bio-robotized slavery for everybody else. But these people are insane. They're dangerous. They are making an attack on everything sacred. So if people are not going to wake up at this point and fight back and with everything they've got, fight back with everything you have, it's over. There's not a future for Western civilization. We are the inheritors of Western Christian civilization. It's gone if we do not stand up to these perverts. But anyway, yes, your question is very well taken. And that's another reason why I recommend that people delve into this website and you know, get this lifeline, because that's what it is. It's a lifeline. You guys are going to drown now. We're all going to drown, because what's arrayed against us now are forces that are very, very powerful. And, you know, we can talk about it for the next year, because there are powers and principalities involved, I believe. You know, this could be the return of the Nephilim as well. But even at the kind of the secular level, you look at the weapons that they have with the military and intelligence services, and now wielded by our fellow citizens, you know, in these gang stalking operations, the surveillance role players, et cetera. We've got a hell awaiting us very close if we don't stand up and take off our masks, refuse the vaccine, and expose the criminals. But that will take. People are going to have to break the spell. They're going to have to, you know, come out of their normalcy bias and realize that the people at the top are trying to kill us. Now, as a TI, I know this. On a daily level, I get these, you know, harassments, these abuses all the time, you know. But I'm a pretty stout guy, and I'm still standing. But the intent is that you will go crazy or commit suicide or commit a crime of passion so they can lock you up forever and neutralize you, because then you're no longer a threat to the New World Order. So you are an enemy of the state. But now we're all enemies of the state. And so your question is very well taken.
Thank you, Eric. And the other thing I'd just add on to that, for the benefit of people listening, these are extremely stressful times, folks, and they haven't rolled out these hate speech laws for nothing. They're hoping that people who know what's going on will lose their temper in a public place and they will express sentiments that may well be valid, but that their own governments have legislated against you expressing. And so as a result, they can then say, oh, you said something that's against the law, so we're going to lock you up. So it's very difficult. I know I'm going through it as well. We're all going through it at the moment. But you just need to exercise caution more than ever, whilst at the same time spread this message in a safe manner. And that varies wherever you are in the world. You have to work out what you can and can't do in your part of the world. So I want to thank Eric for his input there. And now we're going to move on to NSA spying William Binney. Here we go, folks.
NSA whistleblower William Binney on Operation Stellar Wind, NSA's totalitarian global bulk data acquisition spying on everyone. NSA, National Security Agency, decided that with bulk acquisition of data, U.S. citizens would be the first to have all their information collected. The rest of the world are now being treated like U.S. citizens. This falls back to the principles of totalitarianism and how dictators have operated down through the centuries. It's know what your people are doing and find the ones who are not conforming to what you want them to do and then get rid of them. And that's fundamentally what this process does. It gives them that kind of knowledge about everyone in the country. And if you start to speak up about some issue or something, you get noticed. And they have all that data already assembled on you. And then they simply go compile it and look at it and see how they can influence you to do what they would conceive to be the right thing. So that's how they use it against people. And you make sure that they know what you know about what they've got. So then they, the people, fear you and will conform to your wishes. And if they can't find anything on you specifically, but they can find something on somebody you care about, then they'll use that against you. These are standard KGB tactics also. President Obama is fundamentally attacking all whistleblowers as much as he can. He has prosecuted more whistleblowers than the entire set of presidents before him. He wants to silence them. He is a constitutional lawyer, so he knows that this is a direct violation of the Constitution. This goes back to Caesar Augustus. Anybody that opposed him, you needed to know about it first of all, and once that happened, they would disappear. The same was true of the Soviet Union or East Germany with the Stasi. If you said anything out of line, you ended up in jail or in a sanitarium or something, or in a gulag somewhere. The same was true of the Nazis and the Gestapo and the SS. This is the way totalitarian states operate. This gathering knowledge about people and the entire population is a totalitarian procedure. This is the domestic threat that our Constitution and the oath of office we took was given to prevent. No other country in the world could have done to us what we have done to ourselves. This is the time when all good Americans need to stand up and oppose this. These agencies are threatening what is fundamental to human rights everywhere. We have to ensure that we have some way of verifying and keeping these agencies in line.
Again, excellent information, Eric, and it's just amazing what's been being done to us and how governments can be so evil and how all these people involved in this, and it's not just these people at the top, they need their minions working for them, and you've said yourself the people that you've seen targeting people, you know, these could be immigrants that they've brought in, things like that, and it's just astonishing. What are your thoughts?
You know, there's the black lady professor from Southern California who was talking about Black Lives Matter and how that they were using kind of Haitian voodoo to summon spirits of the dead to animate the protesters. I kid you not. You know, I mean, we're dealing with a black magic thing going on here, too. I hate to dwell on that. The evil that one encounters with the surveillance role players and the crisis actors, et cetera, if you are a TI, is really quite breathtaking. And many people are of course not going to be able to stand up to that. I think you almost have to have faith in God and Jesus to stand up to this, because it's very, very evil. But William Binney was a classic example of a very, very brilliant, successful mathematician who, you know, got a plum job with the NSA, moved to the top, wrote the software for programs that were used against supposedly our enemies. And then he saw that these programs were being used against Americans. And that's when he turned, you know, whistleblower about the year 2000. Which was about the time, of course, of 9/11 and George Bush, which, of course, is all part of this. 9/11 was, state-sponsored terrorism. This is state-sponsored terrorism. And 9/11, in many ways, was to flush out the patriots, to find out the people who objected and who could use their brain and add 2 and 2 and get 4 and say, well, Osama bin Laden didn't do it, because then you could be put on a list, you see. So it's all kind of a long-term plan. But William Binney now admits that he's actually a targeted individual who is actually hit with directed energy weapons. You know, he's suffering greatly. He's in a wheelchair. So the price of patriotism is quite high. So if you people are freaking out about taking off your mask or, you know, doing small things, realize that there are many, many people who have given their lives and who are giving their lives to try to turn this system around. And if you are complicit with this system, if you go along to get along, at some point you deserve the hell that they're bringing to the world. And I can't understand why everybody's so hell-fired. Driven Operation Warp Speed to go to hell, but that seems to be where they want to take us. And of course, I think that the people at the top, most of the politicians, will be, you know, bought and paid for by this very powerful group.
Yeah, so I have to say that it's a bit of a strong word, but it's how I feel. I'm just disgusted about the what appears to be the majority of society that believes any garbage that their mainstream media and their governments throw at them. And the example I've been giving recently, Eric, is they launched a app that you download on your phone to track and trace wherever you are in the UK, where there's, what, 65 million people, and 10 million downloaded it straight away. Oh, yeah, we want to use that. We want to let the government know exactly where we are at any time. And when you look at stuff like that, which is, what, about 15% of the population, you hold your hands up and you just think, these people, how can anyone be so dumb? How can you not see, even at a basic level, if you're an indigenous member of your population and you find that you are being denied certain jobs because you're white, or you're denied certain jobs because you're a heterosexual, these sorts of things, and you think your government cares about you? No, they care about all these minorities that they bring in, and they also create, and they create minorities by promoting things like LGBTQ in the schools and making it fashionable. You know, there's always been an element throughout society of people that were attracted to the same sex, but they were a very small element. But now that's become bigger and bigger because they're making it a lifestyle choice in the schools. And it's just astonishing how all these things are done. And then, yeah, they make it even more attractive by not just making it fashionable, but the fact that it enables you to get up higher on the job ladder. You know, if you say that you're LGBTQ, and, you know, that's a way that a white man could actually get a share of that affirmative action pie, if you want to call it that. And it just astonishes me what I'm seeing around the world, where you see people dutifully wearing their masks, thinking that their governments are there to help them. Why on earth would your government be looking after you, telling you to wear masks and stay at home, when they've got refugees pouring across the borders, as we have in the UK, and I know you have in America, but these people are fine. Oh, no, they come from areas that have got diseases that we eradicated in the West, you know, decades ago, but they're not wearing masks. Oh, no, they're fine. We'll just invite them in. We'll put them up in hotels. We'll do this, that, and the other. It's obviously all a lie, and it's all there to attack you. And you hit the nail on the head earlier when you talked about these elites being behind it. It really seems to me that they've got all the money now, and so now they want to essentially do the Tikkun Olam that you talked about, and they want to overthrow God. They've already taken him out of schools and all this. The next thing, they will literally be criminalizing Christianity. And we've already seen that to a certain extent when people or certain churches that decided they weren't going to go along with the lockdown, they were locking up pastors and things like that. It's appalling. And at the same time, they allow these mass riots, which is what these so-called protests are, to take place. And nothing's ever done to these people. Your comments on that, Eric, before we play our final clip.
Wow. Well, there's 10 or 15 things to respond to there, Andy. You're right. I would say I'll pick out what you said about the apps that people are downloading in Britain. This is exactly how the gang stalking works. They get these citizen spies, you know, with Neighborhood Watch or whatever, citizens on patrol, the surveillance role players, the crisis actors, and they pay them to be the eyes and the ears of the state, to essentially spy on others. And this is the essential ingredient of gang stalking. This is how they coordinate all these activities against individuals that they target. So individuals really are targeted, and this is how they do it with these cell phone apps. And now, of course, all of this is rolling out on a much larger scale. You know, they are going to have the contact tracers and everything. And so it really is very much a continuation of the gang stalking program now to the whole world. And yes, they will divide us into useful idiots who will be, you know, the voluntary prison guards of our collective prison. And then they'll target the people who are not ideologically assimilated, in other words, don't go along with it. And they would, in this manner, they expect to get their new world order, their Jewish world order. Let's face it, Jewish Masonic satanic world order, which is, yeah, Satan wants it all. And he's got his minions, and it really is a spiritual battle. And ignorance does not seem to be the province of any educational or social strata. Lots of PhDs and professors and doctors are very, very ignorant. And they're just going to go along to get along whatever the government says. And many of these people would be considered experts. So there's something about, Douglas Valentine would say that, you know, the 90% is the bewildered herd. 5% will try to improve things, and then the government can find the money and resources to hire another 5% to target and eliminate the 5% that is out of control. So they want to keep us, very much controlled, and they're going to just march us right off the cliff. Because what they have in mind is, of course, with this vaccine and this series of vaccines, is to change our DNA so that they can patent us and own us, and then hook us up to Bill Gates' 666 patent, whereby our body becomes our wealth, and they monitor all activity and give us rewards, credits, based on if we do the right thing. And if we don't do the right thing, and of course they've got total surveillance on us and control, so then they can just cut us off and no more food, no more water, no more. So it's a total slave system that they have in mind. And we have to remember the Talmud said when our Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. Well, that's certainly the system that they have planned for us. There's other, I'm sure that there's other dark forces that want slavery. But that's essentially what the CIA and these guys have been working on covertly since World War II and before, building a slave society and with mind control. And when I started researching mind control in 2012, I was like going into the pit of hell, because this is very dark stuff. And yet it is our top professors and psychologists who have been doing this, and they have names, they have numbers. They should all be in jail, and they're still doing it. These are the neuroscientists that are working with the Human Brain Project and the Brain Initiative, and this is an extension of MK Ultra. And these people are the new barbarians. They are fiends. And these are the people that I hung out with at university. They are amoral to the nth degree. So this is a spiritual battle. You got to get on God's side or on Satan's side. And maybe that's a good introduction for our next cut, Andy. It's called The Old Crossroads. Each individual has to choose. The line between human good and evil runs through every human heart, I believe. And a lot of people better choose fast, because that choice is forced on us now.
Absolutely, Eric. Okay, folks, so this is the last track that we've got for you today. This is called, as Eric said, The Old Crossroads. Here we go, folks.
Oh, my brother, take this warning. Don't let be lost in sin forever. You'll never reach the promised land. The old crossroads now is waiting. Which one are you going to take? One east
down to destruction. The other to the pearly gates.
Very good track, Eric. I enjoyed that one. And just to let you know, we've only got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to hand over to you for anything else that you'd like to add and how you'd like to wrap the show up today.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be good to throw in that one. That's a bluegrass song written by Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass. And my most recent CD is called Gospel Refrain, which has a whole bunch of gospel songs. Out of the bluegrass tradition, really, but that borrows from others, of course. And so the way I end this Lifeline project is with about 5 or 6 songs that are, you know, on that topic. So I don't see how you can stand up to this evil as a targeted individual or now just about anybody, because it's coming fast and furious. It is Operation Warp Speed. They hate life. They hate humans. They hate Christians, especially. And they're going to be targeting people who have that spark of life in them, which they hate so much, or they feed off of as well. And so all I can say is, you know, our response has to be based on our spiritual solidarity. You know, we have to be standing with both feet on the ground spiritually, but we also have to have some knowledge. Knowledge is power. And that is really what I'm trying to share with this Lifeline project. The lifeline I'm throwing out there is knowledge. And what I find is that most people don't know this stuff. I didn't know this stuff. myself, mostly, until I was targeted in 2013 and started studying it. And it turns out that these weapons, these directed energy and neuroweapons, this really is the kind of the underlying theme of the Cold War, which was highly secret, competition between the Soviets and the United States, et cetera. But it was top secret, and you know, we're all, our attention is always is diverted here and there, and with enemies, you know, popping up all over the place that we are supposed to hate so we can justify all these wars. But what's really going on is that the Soviets and the United States are cooperating to develop these hideous technologies by which they can enslave the world with these psychotronic weapons. And so we, as God's children, you know, we're in a fight for our life. And the Bible does say, you know, that the weapons, it doesn't say that the weapons won't be formed. It says the weapons won't prosper. So have that confidence that we can withstand, you know, with our spiritual feet on the ground and with some basic head knowledge, we can stand against this and stand for something better than these people have in mind for us, which is, you know, abject slavery. These people are psychopaths. They belong in prison, at least prison or worse. And yet they are running the show. And this is all, you know, starting to come out now with the, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein scandal and the Pedogate and Pizzagate and all that stuff. We're starting to see who these people really are. And I think their reign on Earth may not be that much longer if we can muster enough strength to stand against this until a certain critical mass understands what's happening. So in a way, Andy, what we're doing is we're kind of standing in the gap. We're trying to, like, you know, help people get a sense of what's really happening so that they can defend themselves. You and I cannot do this, but if a critical mass of people wake up, then it will happen that these people will not get what they want, which is the destruction of the human race and the takeover of this beautiful planet Earth. So we're talking about God's creation here, which they hate, and we must defend.
Indeed we must. And Eric's website, folks, is gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And when you think that you know, everything is failing, it's faith is the only thing, as Eric said, that's really going to get you through, that will really back you up. I couldn't cope without it. And the other thing is don't forget that these people have been thrown out of countries over 100 times or what have you over the centuries, and so they've always ended up failing. And this is their last big push, and they think that they've got it global now, and so they're going to win. But they haven't in the past, so what does that bode them for the future? So that being said, I want to thank Eric so much for joining me again on the show, and he will be back in a few weeks' time for his regular visit. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.